From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A huge mound of garbage has collapsed in Mozambique's capital, crushing several homes and killing at least 17 people. Heavy rains are believed to have triggered the collapse in a poor district of Maputo. Authorities say more bodies could still be buried at the Hulene garbage dump and that a search is underway. Local media say the trash dump rose to the height of a three-story building. One of the residents in the area told VOA's Portuguese service about seven homes were destroyed in the landslide of garbage. People in the area say the garbage dump is full. They have long been arguing for its closure. Iranian rescue teams battling bad weather and mountainous terrain have located the wreckage of a plane that crashed with 65 people on board. The Asaman Airlines flight left Tehran Sunday morning for the city of Yazooj in Isfahan province, but went down in the Zagros Mountains. The search effort was initially delayed due to dense fog, high winds, and snow that made it impossible for helicopters to get close to the crash site. Conditions improved enough on Monday for the helicopters to operate. Latvia's central bank chief Ilmars Rimsevics was freed on bail from police custody Monday after 2 days of questioning about alleged bribery, accusations that have shaken the Baltic nation. Rimsevics says he rejects all the allegations and plans to meet the press Tuesday to, quote, explain in a more detailed way. Latvia's anti-corruption agency says it expects Rimsevics of seeking out a large-scale bribe. This is VOA News. Many Zimbabweans turned out Monday to commemorate the life of the country's longtime opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, ahead of his burial expected on Tuesday. Correspondent Sebastian Mofu reports for VOA from Harare.
Those are thousands of supporters of the Movement for Democratic Change singing as the body of their late party leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, arrived at a square in Harare. They say the struggle will continue. Tsvangirai died in South Africa on February 14 after a two-year battle with colon cancer. The opposition has been hit by disunity as various members fight to head the MDC. Zimbabwe's Air Force flew Tsvangirai's body to his rural home about 250 kilometers southeast of Harare ahead of the planned burial Tuesday. It is not clear what Tsvangirai's passing will mean for the party's fortunes, but many say a leadership struggle in the MDC would greatly enhance the ruling ZANU-PF's chances of winning again. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
The White House said President Trump is supporting efforts to tighten federal background checks on gun buyers in the aftermath of last week's shooting massacre of 17 people at a high school in the southeastern state of Florida. The president reportedly spoke last week with Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn about his bipartisan legislation with Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Murphy, a longtime anti-gun activist, to improve compliance with background checks. The revisions are still being negotiated. And Mount Sinabung volcano on the Indonesian island of Sumatra erupted Monday, sending columns of ash and smoke more than 5,000 meters into the air and hot clouds down its slopes. There were no injuries or death from the morning eruption. No one lives inside the 7-kilometer danger zone around the volcano, but hundreds of houses outside it were covered in volcanic ash. About 30,000 people from around the world, around the mount that is, have been forced to relocate in the past few years. Mount Sinabung was dormant for 400 years before it erupted in 2010, killing two people. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.